I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. As South Carolina considers removing the Confederate flag flying over the state capitol, some are questioning why a residential college at Yale continues to bear the name of one of this country's most passionate advocates for slavery. In 1932, Yale University transformed the former Divinity School building into Calhoun College, naming the residential college after Yale grad John C. Calhoun. Calhoun later went on to be Vice President of the United States and a U.S. Senator from South Carolina. He was also an unapologetic slave owner and fervent proponent of slavery. For more than 50 years, a stained glass in the common room of Calhoun College depicted a black man in shackles kneeling before Calhoun.
I was insulted. I was shocked. I was mad as hell.
That's Yale alum Chris Robb speaking on WNPR's The Colin McEnroe Show. Robb, who was African-American, was proud that he was able to get the image of the black slave removed from the stained glass, but his family thought otherwise.
And they said, no, what you did was wrong. We need these reminders of institutional racism. We don't want any successive generation of black folk or anyone else coming through Yale thinking that Yale is anything other than what it is.
Kalila Brown Dean, associate professor of political science at Quinnipiac University, says she understands that argument, but questions whether Calhoun College is actually providing a teachable moment for Yale University and its students.
I don't think that when people see the name Calhoun, they walk by it and then that prompts them to say, well, who is Calhoun and what did he do and is this problematic? We're not having those conversations. So having those repeated names and symbols to many is just a further infliction of hurt. It's not producing conversation.
A sculpture of John C. Calhoun is mounted on Yale's Harkness Tower, along with such notable alums as Nathan Hale and Eli Whitney. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.